Now, when I come to the word of the Lord, first of all, when I say the word of the Lord, then the question arises, do you believe there is a word of the Lord? Do you really believe there is a Lord? Do you really believe that there is a Satan? Do you believe there is a hell? And do you believe there is a heaven? Do you believe there is an invisible power that is the God of this world, whose name is Lucifer? And that he's the great, almightiest to the intellectual God, and that he is in control of this world, and that all of the people of this world, as to those born of Adam, that he is their father, and that he is in control of those, and that they do his will every day of their life, and that they're taken into captivity at his desire or his will? And do you believe there is a great invisible power that is the Almighty, and not as to an intellectual, but as in all reality, and that his people are the children of God and heirs of eternal riches and blessing and life, and that they are the controlling factors of all eternity? As to those of the spiritual, when it is the upper echelon, that the last shall be first as to the natural, and to be cast down, and that the first now shall be last cast down, and that which is last right now shall be first as being lifted up to take over the kingdoms of this world, that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of God and of his Christ, that it becomes that at the sounding of the last trump, when the mysteries are finished. And of course, we are steward of the mysteries, and the revelation of Jesus Christ has been made known to me as it was to Paul. And our lives were similar to the extent that not as to compare myself with Paul, but as to compare Christ as in his life to the Christ that's in my life, for the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as to the administration of his day, as to the administration of the saints of this day. And so I was struck down like Paul. I did not go looking for the ministry. I did not seek the ministry. I did not have the ministry on my mind. I was not looking for God. Though I had an experience with God as a real young man in a Baptist church, and even before that as a child in a Methodist church. And when I came to the ministry, I wasn't looking for God. I was trying to build me a little home and bought me a little piece of ground, and I was working even at night, trying to build me a little place. I was kind of independent-like, and I said, I don't want nobody doing anything for me. I'm going to pay my own way. I'm going to work, make my own living. And this was my frame of mind. I'm going to fix it to where my little wife and children won't have to ask anybody for anything, and anything should happen to me, all's going to be well with them. And that was my frame of mind. That's all I knew to do. And when the Lord began to speak to me, and he struck me down working on a job at night, and then later showed me what it had to do with, as he revelated the thing, and I found myself standing at the door, and there I saw the end of the world. And when I saw the end of the world, it was too much for me, and I went out, and when I come to, I was laying out on the ground, on the grass, and somebody was bathing my face. The lady was, I've been over there, she was bathing my face. And he struck me down and turned me around, and it could have been a great affliction because of it. But anyway, I had to cope with a few things till I could recover after a long time. And I solemnly promised him anything he wanted. I just said, I don't know nothing from nothing, but anything you want, God, you just, you know, I saw the end of the world. I said, you just, whatever you want to do, that's what I'll do. And he began to tell me what he wanted me to do, and not knowing anything about anything, I thought, my God, I cried and I prayed and I cried and I prayed, and I said, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, and yet I feel I'm supposed to do something, I'm supposed to say something, and I said, I just don't know what to do. And then I felt like that I was supposed to minister, and I thought, well, I don't even know the Bible, I don't know nothing about ministry, I don't even know what it is. And I thought, well, how can I do it? So I cried again, and I cried, and I cried. And I'd get away by myself, and I'd weep. And finally I said, Lord, if you'll help me and tell me what to do, I'll do it, because if I go tell them people anything, I'm going to cause them to die and go to hell, and I'm going to go to hell too, because I don't know what I'm saying, and I sure don't know what to tell them, and I have to tell them something. And I remember so well when I first started in teaching a little bit of Sunday school, and God began to open my mind and eyes, and I run across the thing where it said, "And Solomon that went before God said unto God, how can I speak unto so great a people? I'm like a little child." And then he asked God to give him wisdom to speak to the people, and God gave it to him. So I began to pray after the same manner. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, without respect person. Found myself with the same job he had, to speak to God's people. And when you speak to God's people, you're speaking to God's. And when you're speaking to God's, then you need to have some kind of polished ethics, or you need to know something about what you're saying. So who can speak to so great a people? And with this, the Lord began to bless me. And the first time I ever got up to try to preach, I remember so well that I couldn't find anything to say. I just couldn't find anything to say. I kept trying to find something to say, and I thought, oh my God, I just don't know what to say. And I was so empty. And that went on for a few sermons. And then God began to speak, and he began to use me a little bit, and I began to get my understanding open. And then later down through the years, I come to know the Lord Jesus and realize that it wasn't me doing the talking, but him. And I entered into God's rest. Therefore, there remaineth the rest for God's people, seeing that they that were in the wilderness did not enter into his rest as to going into Canaan, because of the murmuring and grumbling against God and against the word of the Lord and against the ministry. He sware in his wrath that they should not enter into his rest. And the earth opened up and swallowed them, even though Moses pleaded the cause. And the children going in, he didn't let the ones that come out of Egypt go in. So I began to be used of the Lord a little bit. And as I began to be used of the Lord, later years coming into this wonderful knowledge that it was Christ, I entered into the rest, and I preached the rest to you. On two or three occasions, I haven't preached it that much as to bring it about concerning the rest, but the whole thing has to do with that, leading up to that. He that hath entered into the rest of the Lord has ceased from his own works. And with that, as I say so often, I never come with any pages marked. I never come to know where I'm going to preach. I just open the Bible. I never come with pre-meditation. The Bible said, "This same hour it shall be given you that ye shall speak, for it shall not be you speaking, but your heavenly Father within you." And when I come to realize this, then I begin to be led of the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. Let him talk. And that's why sometimes he'll talk 5 hours, 8 hours. Sometimes he'll talk all night long. And, of course, that seems outstanding to people, but that just kind of makes me like a junior, in that he talked 40 days to Moses and then called him back to talk 40 more days and nights with him. And so I learned to try to let him do the talking. And that's why it bothers me when I'm late, and that's why it bothers me when I come here, knowing that you've sat here and you know, and that you've waited. And when I get here, then it's time to let him talk, and everybody is already tired, and they need to go to lunch and do all the things that they have to do. And as my little Joe says sometimes, he says, "Papa, don't preach long." So I said, "Well, okay, Joe, I'll do the best I can." Kind of like the little bunny, I'll just do the best I can. But the last time that he heard me, he was in the video room. And I preached quite a long time, but come out, and I said, "Well, little Joe," I said, "how was it today?" He said, "It wasn't long." I thought, no, it wasn't long, because you had a little playmate in there, and you was playing. And he started telling me all about what they was playing while I was preaching. And that's the way it is, folks. See, the difference between the men, the girls, and the boys is the size of their toys, and children of the world. And that's what it is. We have so many things to do, so many places to go, that our flesh is driven by Satan and the love of the world and the desire of infatuations of that of the flesh. And as to Satan making us to become gullible after those things, as to salvation, being of the Jew, the Bible said, and the Gentile, these things of the world they wonder after, and they seek after all these things. And they're looking after money and security and prestige and pride, and they're looking for securities and all these things as the benefit of eating and drinking and having the things of the world. See, and of course, that drops them in the things of God, and that means that they never really come to that wonderful thing, ever learning, ever coming to the knowledge of the truth. And it is good that they don't, and to that extent, because when you come to the knowledge of the truth, then you're cut off, you know. So God does give them this life. And when they do come to the knowledge of the truth, should there be any of them that do that, whereas the Bible said, them that do that, as to the being the religious, as those that he would spew out of his mouth, the in-between, and then he will, I would that you're hot or cold. So those that are in-between, as to the reflectors, as the witches in the Old Testament, God would have them killed. Anybody that was a wizard in the Old Testament, he would have them killed. Or anybody that could mediate, as like it was in the days of Saul, as to the spiritual world and this world, he would have them killed. He said, I would that you were cold. Just stay out of religion. Stay out of this kind of thing. But see, toward the end of time, it was that we was to have a sinful, adulterous generation. We were to have wild children that would put evil, ugly things on their shirts and on their clothing. And other mothers would doll the little ones up in all of this foolishness, as what you see on the cornflakes and boxes and whatever. You know, I'm an astronaut and I'm this, and little silly things as of the world, foolishness in the sight of God. And that in the end time that they would become the bewitching, and they would say that I'm of the devil and I'm among the dead, and all the weird things that you see right now, see, it is as to the bottomless pit, and then those things are coming out as to the locust and the long hair and the long nails. And as Nebuchadnezzar driven out into the wilderness, he lost his mind. See, America has lost her mind, and the people are losing their minds. And the reason for this is because of not accepting the Lord Jesus, and nothing in this world is stable. There is no foundation in this world. As a child, you're all right. Your mother and daddy, that's the law. And as you get older, you can go to school and you listen to the teacher, and the first news you know from ABC, point A to point B, or your ABCs, or your 1, 2, 3s, or your little numerical system, and you're stabilized. But then you come to that wonderful crossing there as to the knowledge of truth, and then you begin to be enlightened as to the religious reflectors of the world. And with this, the first news you know, you've got frustrated and you don't know which way to go, and you are at a crossroad, and then you don't find any foundation as to a stabilization of thought or whatever. And then demons as to the invisible, which you cannot see, begins to eat you, like it was as to Joseph when he interpreted the dream of the baker, as to those black birds or the crows that came and pecked the meat off of his bones, as when the baker was hung because of the wrongdoings. Seeing much revelation is concerning that as to Christ and Calvary. But this is where the world is. They've come to the crossroads. And now school won't do it. College won't do it. Now mother and daddy won't do it. And mother and daddy's going the same way of the reckless generation. And mother's as bad as daddy, and daddy's as bad as the son, and the son's as bad as the daughter, and the daughter's as bad as the family. See, and all flesh is corrupted its way before God. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. All flesh hath corrupted its way in the sight of God. And he hath called us to virtue and glory. But people despise virtue. They despise the glory of God. They come against the glory of God. They mock the glory of God. They would not have virtue. They throw all of their virtues away, but yet it was virtue that brought Jesus into the world by the Virgin Mary. But now to find a virtuous woman, it's impossible. You can't do it. It has to be the act of God, because the Bible teaches that a woman that is virtuous, her price is far beyond that of rubies, and she is a crown to her husband's head, but the other as to the rottenness of his bones. And so then we are supposed to be the elect lady. But as to the churches of today, as to the lady, is not a lady at all. When you see the churches of today, it's the great whore and her daughters. And in most cases, it will relate back to the old Trinitarian way of life and to the Trinitarian broadcasting that you hear that boycotts anything that has to do with the name Jesus out, because the devil doesn't want the name Jesus. Because the name Jesus as to baptism is what remits your sin. And the preacher that preaches that name, that's what he will do. He is sent to remit sin. As my Father sent me, so send I you, that whosoever sins you remit shall be remitted, and whosoever sins you shall be retained, and beginning at Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts of the earth, remission of sin shall be taught in his name. And there is none other name given among men whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. And with the first church, Peter baptized, as it would be of the with the apostles, 3,000, and that church started. And it is the same yesterday, today, and forever as to the church. So he that God sendeth will speak God's word, and then the question arises, do you believe there is a word of God? Do you believe there is a word of God? If you do believe there's a word of God, let's talk about it for a few minutes, and let me say this as kind of a pre-thought here, and that is, if you are weary and tired, I do not feel bad if you leave. I definitely do not. And if you feel that you can't stay but just to get a little bit, 34, 64, 100 fold, whatever, I will not feel bad if you leave. It is a true fact that as to dropouts who come to church whenever they take a notion, and as to stay as long as they want to, it is a true fact that they never get a diplomacy. And they never come to be about their Father's business. They never get as to a place to where they can have the college teachings. As to, we say, grammar in high school or elementary school, and then high school and to college, as to a 1, 2, 3, as to a finishing of the course to be about the Father's business. It takes those that are willing to persevere and hold on to the end, the same shall be saved. And it takes those that are in school that are willing to endure the day as to listen when they're tired and weary, and those that are willing to stay away from the hot rotting of the world and the foolishness of the world, and those that are with the regularity to make the honors, those that are concerned, make the honors and receive the praise as to the highlights of life to be magnified of men and praised of men. Whereas we're not into that, for the Bible said, measure themselves by themselves are not wise. So we're not looking for their diplomacies. How can you have praise of God when you seek that praise and admiration of men? But we're not seeking to be among the elite. We had opportunity for that. We're not seeking to be among the celebrities. We had opportunity for that. And as it was said of Moses, if he had wanted to stay in Egypt and been the son of Pharaoh, he could have. But he chose to suffer the afflictions with the righteous rather than enjoy the riches and sin for a season of the world as to the splendid magnificence of human admiration. So this is what we're saying. If you have to go, nobody will embarrass you. Nobody will say anything. I just want you to be clear in your mind as to the situation to know. And if you know, then my work is done. Because if you know and you choose as to saying this day as to whom you will choose, will you choose life? Will you choose death? Will you choose to serve the Lord, to feed from the tree of life? Or will you choose the tree of human reasoning as to the tree of knowledge and choose death? Will you choose to be the head that you might be the blessed of the Lord to lend to all nations as it was said to Israel? Or will you choose to be the tail and all nations have to lend to you? Will you go through the horror of the Holocaust and all the sorrows of the oppression of the mind and of the spirit and the terrible things as to those that encountered these things in the wilderness when the serpents bit them, as portraying today, as to this interchange of crossing from one mind to another mind and this wilderness as to that? Will you choose to be tormented by the demon spirits, or will you look upon the brazen serpent as back to Calvary and have power through faith of what he did over death and over sin and over sorrow and over sickness, and be a great, wonderful strength as to a God, a member of his body, as you pass through that wilderness and being the master of Satan, having all power over the powers of the enemy so that nothing shall by any means hurt you? What will you choose? See, will you choose to come to church and know how to conduct yourself? The Bible said to behave yourself in the house of the living God, which is the ground and pillar of the truth, and be more ready to hear than give your opinion as to your thoughts and the evil surmising as to what the Bible calls is the sacrifice of food? Or will you choose to sit on the seat of the scornful and stand in the way of sinners as to God being a spirit and ministering to the spirit which is within your body, and as to say many that are in prison, even Jesus going down to the heart of the earth to minister to those, and as some coming even as the sons of God come to present themselves before God as in the days of Job? And with that, there came the body of the devil as to the sons of the devil, of the sons of Satan. As some of you that come here in the church, as Paul said, false brethren, in peril of false brethren, and yet reflectors that are just religious. They reflect, they hear, they reflect, but they never conceive as to bring forth the image of the Lord in them. But we travail, as Paul said, to bring forth the image of the Lord to God. Within you be revealed as to that life of Christ, the overflowing as to the cup that David spoke of, and the life of Christ being made manifest in your mortal gene. While as to the seed of corruption, as to the serpent seed, then those are also present, because the house of God is the judgment place, and the minister is there to remit sins or retain sins, and he is there to bless the curse, and he bears not the sword in vain, for he can smite you or he can bless you, even as Paul smote them blind and the different things that happen. And as to whatever we say, should we believe it, thus it will happen. So are you here to show what you are, or are you here to cause problems, as it was when they came to Elijah? The king said, they said, our system says you'll do opposites to the king, but the system of God said, if I be a man of God, let fire consume the system. And it consumed their system. And when they renewed the system and came back, they fell down at Elijah and said, my Lord, we beseech you, would you please, and be merciful to us and our lives. And so it is, this foolishness of what is called kings and queens and presidents and laws and sheriffs and peoples and badges and guns and all this foolishness one day is going to crumble, and the kingdom of this world is going to be made manifest that they might see it is the children's kingdom as to the children of God. And that the kingdom of heaven is also going to be made manifest, and everybody's going to come and kneel at your feet and know that I've loved you. And as Paul said, they'll glorify God within you, and they'll praise you for a good thing, and God will be in his temple. For the Bible said, the Lord of hosts is within his temple. He shall suddenly appear in his temple, whose temple ye are. And from that, the whole world will have to bow at your feet, and you'll be the power and authority, and you'll be the ones that will break the nations as one with the rod of iron, as one would break pottery. So this is where we're at today. And in just exhorting you a little bit, talking to you a little bit, and trying to condition your mind a little bit as to bring you into the wooing and love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that with that, that there might be a divine act of that wonderful ecstasy of the divine conception of the virginity of the heart, that Christ might come into your heart, even Christ, who is heir alone of the glory of God, the glory into which he's called us, and to the virtue of Christ as to his righteousness, and as to this Lord Jesus Christ that we speak of, as to the conception of that seed that remaineth in you, even Christ the seed from the loins of the heavenly Father that was with him before the foundation of the world, sealing you as to the Holy Spirit of Christ, that you might be thus unto the day of the changes, to the redemption of the body, or to this wonderful seed remaining within you that you cannot sin because you're born of him. And that seed is to the word of faith and spirit as under life. It is there. So then when we come to this place, are you the virgin? At the midnight cry, there was 10. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. Some had his spirit as to the all of life, and some did not. They were just believers apart from the world, as to what the world would call virgin, but they had no light at the midnight hour. And many multiplied things that we could say this morning. It would take hours just to go through a few of them. But I do exhort you to do one thing. I told the brethren this yesterday, to remember that I'm your brother. I'm nothing but your brother. I am a minister. I was called to the ministry and given the revelation for the church and for the translation. And as the writer said, the true light now shineth, the day stars come, and great light has sprang up unto them that sat in the regions of the shadow of death, as to that intellectual ignorance that's within them from the fall in the garden and from Satan and unto death. See, they cannot comprehend it as this light comes, but ye being children of light, you do comprehend the heights, the depth, the width, and the length of this great, marvelous light, even the life of God. This light that the disciples spoke of when it shined in darkness to them that sat in the regions of the shadow of death. And this life, as to this light, this understanding, they said, is made flesh, which we handle with our hands. So it is God as to being made manifest in a human body, which was Jesus. Today, it is still God, severally divided among you as to a measure to make be made God, be made flesh in you. As to the members that will join that head at the wonderful coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the head of the church being his body, as to that wonderful masculine one, as to the feminine one, even his wife, and that as one with him. And also the children. But I say this to you, as I said to them, being your brother, just a helper of your faith, not wanting anyone to think any higher of me than they see me as to what they see me to be, to boast only in the Lord. But I do say, remember, we'll all stand before God. I have to stand before God for you, to present you, because you're the sheep of my pastor. As to being God's sheep, as through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through this member, as to me at Little Bethlehem. So I have to remit your sins or retain your sins, and I have to present you to God as to those that are remitted as to their sins, and those that are retained as to their sins. And when I present you, Paul said, I want to do it without grief. To grieve the minister is not profitable for you, because as a child grieves the father, it brings chastisement. And Paul said, shall I come to you with a rod, or shall I come to you in the spirit of meekness? Shall I then bring to you the blessings, or shall I then bring to you the chastisement? And so when I stand before God, I have to present you as the saints of God, of those that we have remitted their sins. Or I have to present you to say, and these, Father, was under my ministry to the extent as we travel around the world, and these are the ones that we touched as to their minds and whatever around the world, and these are the ones that did not listen and did not hear and would not receive me. And I had to retain their sins. And there they are, and the great judge will reward them according to their works, as to good works or evil works, and even as to the measure, as to the abundance of work, or as to the lack of work, as to 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. So when I come here, I say then, remember, we all must stand before God, and I will stand as an individual to be judged. And you will stand as an individual to be judged. We will not stand as the Bethlehemites, as to say, I'm a Bethlehemite. God deals with the Jews that way because they are ignorant and don't know. And when light comes, in one day they all accept it through the priesthood as a nation born in one day. But you individually, as you stand there, as he has dealt with you, as every man working out his own salvation with fear and trembling. And so then in that you stand there before the God of heaven, as you stand there, he will deal individually with you as to what you are, what you've been, as to your thoughts and the secrets of your heart. Paul said, according to my gospel, you'll be judged. And those things that you've done in the secret places and all of those secret thoughts and all of the lust of the flesh and of the spirit and the invisible and whatever, and what you've done in your lifetime and what you did as a steward over the life, the span, lifespan that he gave to you as to the time that you had to do the things you were commanded to do, as to giving your body a living sacrifice and being about the Father's business, to realize that you lost everything through the fall and that he redeemed you and you belong to him, and that it was for you to give every thought to him. And then he'll require of you. The Bible said if you make a vow, don't fail to pay it. A lot of people make vows, they don't pay it. They just press on, but said don't fail to pay it, the prophet said, because God, he said, I will require it of you. And so then that means that we promise God our lives. We promise to live a holy life. We promise to come out of the world. We promise to be a Christian as to Christ-like. We promise to do the things that be right in the sight of the Lord. But have we done those things? As the son said, I'll go, Father, but he went not. And the other, he said, I won't go. But he repented and did go. And so then Jesus said, it's very obvious as to you religious people, as to proselytes of today, standing at the door, neither hot nor cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth because you're as vomit on my table, and all my tables are filled with vomit. And he said, the drunkards and the harlots, I'll bring them in before you, and I'll send out into the highways and hedges, and I'll bring in the halt, the lame, the crippled, and the blind, as the vision I saw when a great hand went out like this. And there, like a busy street of New York, and thousands of little things walking along, like a hand walking along, or a leg walking along, or a head walking along with two little prongs down, and just all of it was freaks, and this big hand went out in the midst of it and brought part of it back. And when it brought part of it back, there it was given to us, and we began to talk with it. Then it became great and mighty people. The world is freaks. They want you to know that they're freaks, and they use the little terms, this freaks me out, and always using the foolishness and the wild talk of another language. And as I saw in the vision, when I saw this as to people on this side, as we would say, and people on this side, and all of a sudden the whole congregation divided asunder, and these people on this side was talking with an understanding and talking in a way that I could tell just exactly what they were saying and the worship in the Lord and whatever. And all of a sudden, this part over here, they were beasts. I suddenly realized they were beasts, and they were not human beings. And being beasts as to the differentiation between the children of God and as to the children of the world. So then there they begin to just gobble like a turkey. You know, in the world they got a little saying, turkey. And they were gobbling like a turkey, and they were going on. You know, their little saying is, stay cool, or that is, stay out of hell, the demon is saying one to another. Keep cool. And all their little sayings as to their frolics in the world and these different kind of things of the demon language that they've come up with, that's wild and crazy, and it is impulsive, as to arouse the instinct of the passions, like the Spanish language. They have the Spanish language. It's called the language of love. Really, it's the language of lust. But it's called the language of love. And in many cases, it stirs up the passions as to the merits of the world in dancing and singing and frolic and love and whatever. And then there is the language of God, which is the language of the Holy Spirit, as to the turtle dove cooing to its mate, where this language is that language of love and not lust. And so then the battle is between the body and the spirit as the image of the beast and of Christ. And then the warfare continually. And as to one of them, there is the lust as to flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And if the love of the world's in you, the love of the Father's not there. And then to another, there is the kingdom of God and the love of adoration as to divine conception that brings forth an image out of desire of one that loves another, which is not a bastard child, but it is of the Father, of His Spirit, and of His name. And so it will be seen, even as you see them that are called by my name, Jesus said, or we call the other Trinity. As to three gods or one God, as to one baptism, as to one faith, or whether it is as according to that started at Nice, Germany, 325 AD, as it is recorded in the libraries that you can go to and get the book and see. That is after the apostles was dead. Let me read a verse or two, because we're not going to get to preach to you. But at least the Bible said, exhort each other the more as you see the day approaching in. Let's read here in St. Luke, in the book of St. Luke, 22nd chapter. Jesus is speaking concerning the supper. Now, as any minister, I will preach this to you. When I say preach to you, really this morning I won't have time. But as any minister, I would preach to you from the Word of God, because that's right. Souls will hear, souls will be saved, souls will be converted. People will come into the kingdom because there's hundreds and thousands of ministers around the world doing it. And it's the blessing of the Lord. And even some of them that are doing it really don't have the Holy Spirit at all. They're not really ministers of God at all. They are a Satan, quoting it. But because it is the day of the rain upon the terror as to the blood on the seat of atonement during this time, they can transform their minds from that old gullible mind of lust into the things of the Word of God. And the Bible said they can be transformed by their minds, and they reflect as to the glory of God, and they are a reflector, and when the anointing comes, it falls on the just and the unjust, and it falls on them, and it looks like that they really are children of God. And faith is aroused even out of the real seed, and healing and divine deliverance comes. And that could be very besetting. But anyway, I preach this like a minister would preach it to you. But now, if the great Holy Spirit was going to speak to you as not just the minister preaching to you, this that I speak to you as from the printed page, as from the letter, will be one thing as to my oral expression, and will be rude in speech if I really preach and come down on sin. But not in knowledge is what the Holy Spirit would say to you as to the mind of Christ, because it would be the same word, altogether different, as Jesus delivered for offenses in one body, raised in a different form, a new form as under justification. And if I preached it as to let the Holy Spirit speak, he would tell you some things that would unveil it as to the natural mind and turn the word into spirit and life, as to translation, as to strength, as to gifts, and it would be altogether different. And yet it would be the same thing. Somebody would say, well, how do you do that? Two or three speaking in tongues, they all sound alike, coming from the same word, as we say. When they go to interpret, two or three interpreting, and each one will interpret different, and yet they'll say the same thing. And someone will say, how can you do that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as to the angle that you are looking at, or as to the view of what you see, or the perspective of life that you're acquainted with, as to a president looks at life one way, and a senator another way, and a sheriff another way, and as to a housewife another way, and the husband another way, and the child another way. See, so it just all depends, but it is still the act of life through all of those things. The act of life is in the water world. It might be an orange, it might be an apple, it might be a pear, it might be a banana. The same sap, the same life, but as to one spirit, many operations. That's why I say so many times, pray that God will grant unto you the spirit of revelation. For Paul said, I would like to speak unto you as unto the spirituals. If the thing begin with the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as with Paul, it sounds reasonable to think that it will end with the same thing. As to Alpha and Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it begin with that, as to Paul being caught up into the third heaven, it's reasonable to think that that's what's going to happen in the end time. And that, of course, when we come there is when we have to go into the revelation to talk for hours just to make you understand. If you don't understand, to make you understand just a little bit of what we're saying. All right, so we're going to read this right here. It's not given to them to know, so he spake in parables. And he said here in the 22nd chapter, the 15th verse, and he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Remember now, when we think, just a little thought alone, when you say the kingdom of God, remember, most people say, well, when he comes back. That's true. When he comes back. But it also says that if anyone denies that he has come back, if anyone denies that Christ is come in the flesh, or the Holy Ghost living within inside of you, that man is Antichrist. He is a reflector, and he is looking for Jesus to come back because he hath never seen him. For the Bible said, when he comes, I go away, but I'll come again. And I'll receive you unto my own, that where I am, there you might be also. And somebody that's intellectual, and somebody that is as to a reflector, and as to those that are preaching in the world, and they will say that is true. And children, be patient. Someday he will come. But with the children of God, they will say, he came back. He is in my heart. My body is dead by the body of Calvary, and my spirit went back to God who gave it, and where he is, there I am. For wherever I am, there my disciples shall be also. And as to that of the spirit, beholding my glory, and that not of the carnal mind, to know after the flesh, beholding the shame that I endured. And he said, I will return again unto you. And when this great spirit comes, he will come in my name, even the Jesus name, as to that body of which you are, because of virtue of Calvary and the resurrection, as to the baptism, having put on the Lord Jesus Christ the wedding garment. And he said, and I will come again, but the world will not see me, but you shall see me. Now, if he's coming and the world shall not see him, but we shall see him, then what is he talking about? Someone would say, well, Brother Pike, when this great translation of the Thessalonian chains takes place, he shall appear in the heavens. And we that love the Lord and we that are Christians shall see him. But it will be like a thief in the night, and the others will not see him. That is absurd. That is unreasonable. God did not send anybody to say that. That's not the word of God. The Bible said that when he appears, every eye shall see him. Even they that crucified him shall narrowly look upon him. And everything in heaven and everything in earth and everything under the earth shall praise and glorify his name, saying, holy and righteous is he. And to him belongs the glory in all of these wonderful things. For he shall descend from heaven with the trump of God as to his voice. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. His voice is the very voice of the word of God at the sounding of that last trump. As to the seven that's denoted in Revelation 8 and in the mysteries of God are finished. As to the angel with one foot on the land and the sea. And it's very evident that when he comes, it will be with the trump of God. It will be in the clouds of heaven. And it will be with the voice of the archangel. For he shall descend with a shout. And that has a lot to say as to what it pertains to, as to return to the Jews to show them the bloodstains, as to let them know, as I've said so many times, that they're not covered by the blood of bulls and goats. And it has a lot to do with the spiritual Jew as to the Christ coming, as well as the natural Jesus as to the natural Jew. See, so when we read this, I just stopped to comment there, because I'm not going to be able to preach to you, that you need to do some thinking. If when he comes, ye shall see him, and the world shall not see him, then what do we say? What do we say? Isn't this body without redemption? Isn't it yet to be changed? And yet it's the purchased possession, and the price has already been paid. And aren't we working from within, as from glory to glory, from virtue to virtue, as to the transformation of our mind from the garlic and the onions down in Egypt, over to the mind of Christ, even as eternal life, letting this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that being made in the image of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but as to abase the flesh, made himself no reputation, as to wait for the change, as Job said, and in the latter times he will come, even my Lord, and I'll stand upon this earth, and he'll stand, and I'll see him for myself and not another, for I'll wait for my change. And though the skin worms devour my body, as to the typical thing of the demons that are literally eating the world up, Bible said, and they that eat my people as bread, as to the old worm of the serpent, they that are on their belly with their intellectual thing. And he said, though they destroy this body, he said, yet in my flesh I shall see God. So it has to be a true thing as to resurrection to the same body. Now, in this, where are we at? What are we waiting for? Is not this body still of the world to the extent that it's just like any other? No change. Even Jesus was crucified, being made in the image, died just like a man. Can you then kill a son of God? How could you? How can you? How could they? There was no corruption. There was no sentence of death in him. And he was without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He went by the way of death. He went down through the chambers of hell. He went into paradise and he came past the grave and stood up victoriously, triumphing over as in a new form, whereas the Bible teaches that he did this as in your behalf. He did not need to come to justify himself. He did not need to come for any reason as to what he himself needed, but left the home of glory and the splendor and the magnificence to endure the shame of this world, is to be born in the manger among all of these old beasts, the old outer beings, the old corrupt ones, that he might come out of the shell like the little chick, as the embalmers call the body of the shell, and that he might walk from glory to glory and from virtue to virtue through the transformation of what is called the revealing of Christ within a human body, or the revelation of Christ being made manifest as the great spirit in a human body, that it might walk and climb as to Jacob's ladder. The angels descending, coming down and going up, and as to that at Bethel, which has to do with something that's going on here. And as Jesus, when he said, as to this one, as to an Israelite in whom there was no guile, when he said Messiah, he said, if you think this is great, from henceforth you shall see the angels descending and ascending upon the Son of God. In other words, that is the stairway as to the church ages and to the seven dimensional projections, as all of a sudden in the midst of the candlesticks and the sevenfold light, and as of the door open in heaven, as to Peter, the keys, and as to John ascending up into it, as to the 483 years, as from Daniel, as to the 7 years of tribulation, as to that great, wonderful opening, and as to the light of the great candlesticks is penetrating, as to the seven church age of messengers, and the sevenfold light, as to the fullness, as when that which is perfect is come, then the part shall be swallowed up in perfection. And if I go any further, then I have to get into the revelation in a great dimensional way and say many multiplied things to be able to clear what I say as from one thing to another. So then I just read this as to the Passover. What is he saying? Again, I would say, if I spoke this to you in Revelation, I would have to take you to the Lord's Supper, because this is what he's speaking of. But anyway, he says, and with a desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And when we say Passover, what do we mean Passover? Going over the Jordan. Jesus says Passover, Joshua, prepare victuals. And eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. And he took the cup and gave thanks, even as it was as to the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, having ate the lamb and drank the blood. Take this and divide it among yourselves. He said to them in Egypt, divide it among yourselves. If you can't eat it all, be sure there's nothing left until the morning. Because I would then again have to go into Revelation to explain why the Gentiles will be exiled and why the children will go in, and as to the present day application of what's going on right now, and why that the body will not extend any further than as to the coming of the day. We would have to go into Revelation again to explain why they had to eat it all. But it's a great mystery, for great is the mysteries of God, and I'm made a steward of the mysteries, and it's required of a steward to be faithful. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Now, again, we are at the place as to wait for the kingdom of God. And so it is that we preach, children, be ready, for one day the kingdom is coming. Is that for the church? Or is that as to the ministry when we are preaching as to the conversion of souls? As to that which is as to conversion, the gospel in all the world, our sound is gone into all the world. Who hath believed our report? Is that too as those that heard the sound, that they might be chargeable in the day of the judgment, and that they did not do it? Or is that of the voice, as to that that went in all the earth, as they that have faith, as to the unveiled, all the revelation, all the word of spirit? Is that to the twin that hears these words as to a vocal utterance from a man's vocal cords? And that these, that as to the seed of corruption, lodge in the intellectual as to religious reflection? Or is it as of them that hear and then with this, that word turns into spirit that goes down into the heart as a charitable love that brings the bond of the seal of perfection unto the day of the change and redemption of the body? See, as to the twins, which ones are these? These that come to church, what are they? Are they as to the masculine gender? Are they to the feminine gender? Are they as children, as to 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold? Are they as parents, that is, to lay up for the children? So in this, we preach, repent of your sins because the kingdom of God is coming. And indeed it is, because they are in darkness and they are without light. And only through the grace of God, as to the blood on the seat of atonement, do they even have a chance to come into the light of the children, as a stranger would walk into your home and then be gone, to enjoy the light only while he was there and then back out into the darkness, even as Judas went through this. And when he was given a sop, he went into the darkness. He no longer had the light. See, the son of perdition, all saved except the son of perdition. See, so when we come to the kingdom of God, Jesus, a father to children like, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. And he went on to teach him the Lord's Prayer. And then when we look at that, we think, well, that's what we're supposed to do, because that's what the Catholics do. That's what the ritualistics do. See, and in some sense, that was the Lord's Prayer, but he was teaching it to us. But what was he saying? He was trying to say, after this manner, pray. Don't be like the Pharisees and the scribes saying, Lord, and I need a car, and Lord, I need a house, and Lord, I need some money, and Lord, I need this, and Lord, I need that, and Lord, give me this, and Lord, give me that. He said, all of these things your heavenly Father know that you have need of. And why are you of such a doubtful mind? He said, doesn't he feed the sparrow? Doesn't he clothe the lily? Isn't this more splendor than even Solomon had in all of his glory? And yet it is the grass of the field, which means the wheat. It is there today and then cut down tomorrow and cast into the oven is to be turned into bread. So he said, and with these things, he said, aren't you worth more than many sparrows? And yet not one falls without your heavenly Father knowing about it. Not one hair of your head shall perish. And he said, and you don't have the power to make one white or black, and no power to add one cubit to your stature. Why then take thought for the rest, seeing that you can't do the little things? And he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You're my responsibility. I'll add all the other. I've got a plan that when you seek the kingdom, then you will confident the heart, and faith will arise in all that I am as in Christ, freely given to you, in that I've taken your sins away through my own suffering. Thus it will be all things that pertain unto life, joy, peace, happiness, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, brotherly love, all these wonderful fruits of the Spirit. And if the Spirit is there, you'll have the fruits. If not, the child is known by his doings. If there's no fruits, there's no Spirit within him. Whatever he does, that's what he is, as to the love of the world, or as the kingdom of God within him. So he said to them, he said, is not your body worth more than raiment, in that you use your body up to obtain unto the raiment? Isn't your body more? And he said, isn't life, isn't this more than as to the appetite or the gullible things that you go after? Or isn't life more than meat, that you use the life up to obtain that for the belly? But in the end, your life and body is gone, and the very thing that you got is nothing but a burden to you, and is corrupt. And it is that of Lucifer, and yet I gave you all things in the garden, and still, as to the blessing, as to the gospel, profitable for this world and the world to come, that all things are yours. But then there is a way, as to seek the kingdom, to run them through the filter, and touch not the cursed things, and come out from among the beast, lest you be devoured. So, in saying this, Jesus said, the kingdom of God, and pray thy kingdom come, Father. Now, this was over here, and here Jesus was over here, and all of a sudden, here he leaves from the disciples. He goes by the way of Calvary, And then we find when he goes by the way of Calvary, all of a sudden something happens. As to Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's saying this to the disciples. Why is he saying this to the disciples? Because as of yet, the kingdom has not come. Someone would say, but Brother Pike, what do you mean by that? The kingdom has not yet come. So then as today, those people say, and Lord, teach us how to pray. Why? Because to them, as to the kingdom, they don't understand. See, and it would take a long time to try to explain just a little of it to where the people could understand. When I say that, you say, well, we understand, Brother Pike. We're Bethlehemite. Perhaps so. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying that this goes out all over the world in a number of ways, as with the airways and as with the publications, as to print it, put it in a book, write it, send it to the churches. When the gospel is published in all the world for witness, then shall the end come. As to the need of the home front, the laborers, which are few. So then Jesus said, pray, the kingdom has come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. What was the prayer of Jesus? I do always the things that please my Father. My will, my thought, my understanding. It is God within me as to the fullness, not as to alteration or part as some of you. See, and thy will be done, because I am not begotten of the will of man, as to the baseness of the flesh, as to human ego and infatuations of human wooing, as to that of conception of the flesh. That is the will of men and human desire. I am born of the will of God, as to that that God willed and desired as I came forth from the loins of my heavenly Father, as to a virgin body, as to show that as the harlot of Eve under corruption, and it brought forth an image as to a bodily image, which was the beast and has continued to be so until today. And because of that, the sentence of death, and at Calvary, as to Adam, which was the head of that beast, to be smitten at Calvary. And that as to the Christ, the illumination of that great, wonderful image of Almighty God, the image in which they were made that was lost when Adam fell from it, before being the Son of God and then losing his sonship and falling. And then as to Adam, in him all die, and life going within, going into the cocoon or going into that long, long tunnel. And going all the way down to Calvary and falling, 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 ever falling. And that is to the life, as to the illumination, and that as to the image being up here, and the glory and the splendor and the magnificence in the garden, as to the exposure, as to the flesh, and then as to receding, and as to darkness. Then come the world, as to the mind of them that occupied the world, as to that as going through the dark room and moving on through the Holocaust, the dark ages, to the new world of America, to bring forth the positive, as to the child being caught up when the woman went into travail, as to the place that she's been in the last little bit, and as to going back to the throne when it is swaddled and caught up. So in this, just condensing a few statements, see, the kingdom, thy kingdom come, and always have to go back to that, because in doing what we do, we have to run out on so many things, even with just a few little things, and by then the spirit comes in lost. They lost the thought. They're not connected with you. Then he said, go back to the kingdom. So you go back to the little thing around which everything evolves, like all the planets, whatever, as the day star. So we come back again and say the kingdom, and they pick it up again. So we start out again with the children. We start our journey again, trying to get through the wilderness. Because if we get too extensive with the revelation, if the atmosphere isn't right, if the spirits of the people, as to the sons of the spirit, don't come in just right, as to the spirit speaking expressly, he cannot. And it makes it vague rather than vivid. And it makes it very difficult, as not between me and you, as I see you, even though it is blurry with these lights and whatever, such is the case as with God speaking to you as Christ within me to the Christ or the Spirit within you, as the Father to the Son. See, and not me speaking, but him. Back to the kingdom. And they prayed, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not as to the will of man, as to the reproduction, as to Adam, as to the fall. as what we said, after the image of the beast. For as with the covering you cover, the prophet said, but not of me, as to the covering of his glory. For the covering that I gave you, it was that Shekinah image as that of Christ, in which I made you for my own pleasure, as my own son. But in that you went to another mind and you went to another life, source of life, even a light, but a dark light, as to that which is a reflector. And when you went that way and did not go to the tree of life, as to the light of the day star, of the true light that is dawning as to within them as of today, it came in the evening time of Calvary, the great light that is springing up. See, in this you cover with a covering, but not of me. The covering was that when they had done what they done, they had been beguiled, and a voice had said, ye will be gods, and did not give the detail as to what it had to do with. And as to the great master plan, everything was perfectly in order. And it was said, we are naked, because they were lost. A lot of people say, well, Brother Pike, the cherubs, when they were put out of the garden, them flaming cherubs, it closed the gate, and there they could not get in, which would be very, very extensive as to speak of those things, as Paul said, and the covering cherubs of which we cannot speak clearly as in his day or freely. Someone would say, well, Brother Pike, it's very obvious that at this point that the Lord put them out and the covering cherubs, and there they were closed out and they were lost. No, that's not right at all. It's very obvious that when the Lord came to look for them before he ever appointed the covering cherubs, before as it would be the expulsion as to the recording of what you knew, they were already lost and he couldn't find them. And he said, Adam, where art thou? He could not find them because he cannot look upon iniquity, and the Shekinah image had been lifted in which they were made. And he was no longer the Son of God. He was now, as though he were not in the transgression as the Son of God, which came to redeem us, as to the second man Adam. But he, as leaving that image of the Son of God, as to God making himself a body that would come someday as beginning, as being the beginning of the creation of God, as in the likeness of which Adam was made, he made that body by the Holy Spirit before Adam fell. He divided us to female and male. And when Adam fell, and when the Shekinah was gone, he could not look upon the image of iniquity, because, as he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Or that is to say, where is the Shekinah image as to the covering of my glory that I gave you to cover your nakedness with? Have you eaten of the tree I told you not to eat of, that the day that you eat thereof, no more life will ever be able to reach you, and you are dead, and you are out of my sight, and you're cut off as from the fountain of life, and from here on out it'll just be a reproduction unto death. Here on out, and what little life you do have will be allotted to you as to learn to do good and evil. And whereas it is said now that you know good and evil, as from the tree it will be required of you as to choose, and it will be your choice. Whereas as the beginning I put you here as to the tree of life, forbidded you to partake of that, because you already have the knowledge of good, and you already have the tree as to the knowledge of life. Should you go to it and eat of it, you could live forever. But now you are double-minded, and as it is said of a Leviathan, as in the piercing one in the bottom of the sea, as to his double bridle, because he's double-minded. And the Bible said to be double-minded, you're unstable in all of your ways, and let not that man think that he shall receive anything of God. See, neither in life will he receive anything whatsoever, because he is double-minded. And if you be double-minded, as the Bible said, it's better that your eye be single. That is your eye of understanding, your mind, and not that your eye should be double. Or having the single eye, then your whole body is full of light, as it was with Adam and Eve. But if your eye be evil, then that means that you are double as to your mind, and you now know of good, and now you now know of evil. And if it be the darkness of this intellectual reasoning as to the ignorance within you that is blinded, even your eyes of understanding, that ye should not see when good comes, then that means that if that be so, then you are lost. For if the salvation of God, or the light of God, be hid, it be hid to them that are lost, who Satan, the god of this world, even Lucifer, having blinded their eyes, even their eyes of understanding, that they should not see when good cometh, not being able to comprehend the heights of death, the width and the length of this wonderful revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the expose as to the coming of the Lord. And to you that have the Lord, as to him returning to you the second time without sin unto salvation, because you look for him as through your eyes of understanding. And then as to the expose, because the conception was as into the secret places, as with your fellowship with God, and to your caring as to withdrawing from the world, even as it was with Elizabeth as she withdrew, and the women of old, until they came back to the proper shape, because as to the world they were all out of shape, and the beauty of their conformity as to the enticement of the male, as to bring the reproduction of his image, is not there. And so then as to have them taken care of as the woman that went away in the wilderness, so then there was a place prepared, and that as to a woman in the time of the carrying, to keep from marking the child. For indeed the child can be marked as to having to do with the Gorbachev, and many things we'd have to say about that as to the mark on the head. But the child is marked, and if it be marked, then it has to do with the mark of the beast. And so then someone would say, well, Brother Pike, then you mean a person that has a natural birthmark? No, it's only symbolic. But as to that of the woman, when the child comes to the fullness, then as the apple comes from the tree, so does the child. And in this, as we say, there was the fall, and Adam then was the head of the serpent, because Eve said, the serpent beguiled me. And then it was said as to the woman gave to me, and I did eat. So then it's not in the transgression, as Paul said, it's the Son of God. But when the Son of God, as to the image in which man was made, was taken away, he was no more than the dust out of which he was made, as to equal with the beast, and from the dust thou art, as to that place thou was taken from there, and back to that thou shalt go. For as Satan upon thy belly, and thou shalt eat dust all the days of thy life. For all of thy labor as to the physical realm shall be for thy mouth and thy belly, because it craves it of thee, and because of the awful act as to the thing that had taken place in the defiling of the woman, and as to those things, then he said, I'll put you upon your belly, because that is the means of gendering, and that was the curse. And he ate dust as it would be all the days of his life, even until now. Even the serpent that had to do with this thing that theoretically took place, there was a beast, and in him all die, because the day that thou takest thy mind, thou shalt die, because faith will not work in a double mind. And so then comes the beast and the reproduction, as in Adam all die, not as in Eve, the seed from Adam. The people that teach the serpent seed, many of them are talked to and warned, because of the corruption of their minds, and as of the reason of wanting to talk about the serpent seed around the opposite sect, and as to telling them the debauchery of the evil of the minds that they had to discuss this around the feminine gender as to a secular sort of a thing. And I said, and what you will do, you'll wind up in adultery and you'll wind up in fornication, because that's the kind of mind that's got you, and that's the kind of spirit that's got you. And when you do this, you really are the serpent seed. And that's why you emphasize and talk about it around the women, and that's why the women will emphasize it and talk about it around the men. But as to the proper way and the proper approach and whatever, we speak of the serpent seed as to an open congregation, as during the time of the anointing, as to the male and female, that all might hear, and carefully place our words as to concerning that which is the serpent seed, as to the reference to the stem and the matrix, and as to that when we speak of the beast, as to the stones as from which life cometh. And a little bit at a time we bring them out, and nobody sees it except the elect. Nobody catches it except the elect. And them that are abased in their mind, they go into corruption, and the son of perdition is lost, because he's only reflected to begin with. And them that come to scrutinize and find fault, they are that as to the members of the body of that beast. So then the beast is there from the garden, and the conception is there as to the whore. And then there it is as to the woman, to show the flesh and the condition of the feminine as to the old harlot of today that does not have the name of Jesus. And then there is that wonderful virgin of today as to the divine conception as to his name shall be called Jesus. And differentiating as to the church in the wilderness as to God, and the church that is not in the wilderness as to one mind of the tree of knowledge as to a tree of wilderness, as to another a tree of life, and that as of Christ, which is the paradise of God. So then the serpent fell, and when he fell, ousted, he went out, and the covering of the glory was gone, and they were naked. And when they were lost, even before the expulsion, as to the confirmation, to put it into the affirmative as a knowledge that Moses wrote about when he was there on the mountain, as to Genesis, when he saw these things in the Spirit. See, in this, the covering was gone. It was gone. And there they were as a beast. And there Satan had masterfully, through his conniving evil, produced himself a body, that he might have a body from then on. And God's body, as to the Son of God, which was the beginning of the creation of God, as to the illumination of the image of Jesus Christ, all things by him and for him and without him, nothing was made that is made. They were made for his pleasure. And when this image came back at Calvary, it was no more an illumination alone, though it is an illumination upon Adam once again, as to you being in heaven, even though you are still as Lucifer and as the serpent seed, and you are still a reflector, but yet you are still in heaven. And the illumination has returned as Jesus taken away the sins of all the people, all the world, and saving us while we were yet in our sins, to call us out of that into the wonderful things of God. And so then the illumination is still there. See, and as just talking with you this morning, that illumination is still there, but it is the days of grace, as to a dispensational grace. And at this time, you are turning the grace of God into lasciviousness with your gullible desire of the flesh. That is to say, taking advantage of this wonderful hour that you could find God, transformate the mind and change into the wonderful image of God and escape eternal doom and damnation. Yet you choose to frolic, saying, I am a Christian, being charismatic and everything else, as to call it charisma, and going as to the way you go. As I say, there's two routes as to charisma, and the word goes in two different ways, and one goes as to salvation and religion as unto Christ Jesus, to the conformity of him, as in whose image he was made, as to this life administering this wonderful thing as to the attributes of Christ through you, that your image might change as to this nature and attributes, in that that is the divine nature of Christ. And the other goes, if you'll check it out, it goes to the pagan gods of mythology, and it goes to the intellectual reasoning of the lying vanities of life, and of that human concept, that knowledge falsely so called, that's referred to as science. And that is the tree of knowledge, and unto death, because it's all vanity and vexation of the spirit, and it is a reflector. And when the great light goes out as to Christ within you, the hope of glory, all the church, all of a sudden the rest of the world is in intellectual darkness, to the extent that they won't even be able to perfect a bottle of medicine as to do away with the pains, as with doctors and dentists and whatever. And you'll find out, as we said, you've been in heaven, but then you are in darkness. See, so you are reflecting in your body while the devil lives on the inside of you, and you are intellectually in darkness. And should your spirit separate from your body, you'd find yourself in the bottomless pit, in total eclipse. See, but on the other hand, the Holy Spirit lives in you that love the Lord, and you are not reflecting only to the extent that it is that your body has not been changed, but the day star has arisen in your heart, and you are in light as the sons of the great light, and dwelling in that light is Christ, interwoven within you as to the hope of glory. And now the true light is shining, and now the glory to glory, and the change of the wonderful virtue to virtue. And see, and that is Christ being made manifest in your mortal genes, that it be not a reflection, that when the light goes out, and then the reflection There's no more. And they're in darkness. At that very minute, all of a sudden, as that light goes out with them, this light bursts forth as to the finishing of your diplomacy, and suddenly you're swallowed up in the light as when the head comes, so is the members as he is, so are we in him. Of his fullness, all of us have received. Or as I said to my wife, he is coming to us in a divine precipitation, in a little light, and a little light, and a little light, which means understanding to understanding, which means glory to glory, which means as to his virtue, as to believe in his righteousness. And with this, we are as it would be on the other side. By this, we are immune to the evil, and we're immune to the judgment as someone that would be inoculated unto that as to an epidemic in the land. And then when it comes, they're not harmed, and they can help the others. And so then this light as the leaven, as in the sin, it is a leaven that will leaven the whole lump. But as to righteousness, liken unto, and yet this is the righteousness of God that swallowed up the whole entire image. As to take a lot of revelation to get to it, but when Brother Taylor and I was baptizing down here and the light came, and Sister Lambert, I took the picture there as to what it had to do with in the church, and Brother Bucky and to Brother Branham and different things, and we've expounded these as in detail to my wife, which takes many hours, but nevertheless, so Christ expounds this to his wife in the secret places as to the divine conception, and the world doesn't know it's there, and out of proportion they hide themselves. But then when the time comes, and then the delivery, and then the purifying of the woman, and then the body goes back as to the cleansing and the purifying and the great Holy Spirit, it is married unto the body, where he said, woe unto the backslider, for I am married unto you. And many multiplied things as to the sons of God marrying the church, those would have to go into. As to a present day application, as to a past application, as to a future application. For as the mind of Christ is to the word of the Lord, it came unto the prophets, and they said, thus saith the Lord. But as in our day now, it is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, members in particular, and the great wonderful mind of God is given to us as to whatever measure it might be, as on to the full measure of the full stature, and everyone that be perfect shall be as his master. And he that overcometh shall sit down in the throne with his master. And so in coming to this, then that which is perfect is come. See, and when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part done away with. So if we come to this place as to a diplomacy, as to this little bit of light at a time to keep from destroying our image, because as to make a photograph, then you have to run it through the dark room after the bright light of the garden exposure. See, and to the receding of the bright light, even as God did, as to allow the other mind, which is a reflector, which is a dark light, and it goes to the dark room. And if the light is turned on, it will spoil the film, and then it is ruined. It has to go by the little red light that signifies the blood, and as they went through the dark ages, so is by Calvary and many things as to the wilderness and other things that we would have to have a triple application here to make this as to where you could see. What we're saying is to come out in the new world as to a positive. Even now, beloved, are you the sons of God. Condensing these things in such a way, it would be impossible for you to know what I'm saying, other than the fact of setting things into a sequence as to milestones and waypoints as we pass this way, that Christ on the inside of you bring into your remembrance all things whatsoever I've taught you, as the Holy Ghost being a comforter, as David said, the word and the spirit of the rod and the staff, and as to lying down in the green pastures, and as to the valley of the shadows that is above you, as those fierce clouds, and as those dark clouds, as they war with those light clouds, as to that one is a nourishing, one is a furbishing and a refurbishing, one is a refreshing, and the other is a detriment, as to a devastation that destroys and wrecks, and out of that the friction and the war in heaven, and the thunder and the lightning, as we brought out in the message of the thunder, and out goes Lucifer, and on and on and on. But when we speak of this as back to the kingdom, back to the kingdom, thy kingdom come. And it was said in 11:15, when the last angel sounds, it was said in over in 10:7, when he sounds, the mystery shall be finished. And at that point, only six had sounded. But when the seventh trumpeter began to sound in 11:15, the mystery was finished. But if you'll notice when he began to sound, it said, all of a sudden, in the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And it was at the evening time. It was at the end time. As to what I told you about the flag, Old Glory, and they begin to burn it, kibob on the doorway, it went to the moon. And then when the flag that went up that said, and now the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, that's been flown now or will be flown over at Pope, back to the papacy, the great whore, the things that happened, it would take hours to go into to connect in so many wonderful ways. And as it would span the world and span the governments and span the people, and it would span heaven and earth and span all of eternity, for great is the mystery of godliness. So in this, we are back to the kingdom. Come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, here's the thought, because I'm going to have to stop off. I'm getting into too many things here, and you'll get all fuddled up in your mind, and I won't be able to explain them. You'll go away thinking one thing, and that's not what it is at all. Give the more earnest heed to the things that you've heard, lest at any time you forget them or let them slip as to a reflection. And take heed how that you hear, so that you don't misconstrue and come forth with the testimony or the utterance or thoughts of a fool. Be more ready to hear, for faith cometh by the hearing of the word, rather than presumptuously able to surmise. Now, three minds using your brain, don't forget that. Three minds, and two of them as to good and evil. They're using the one mind as just a subduction of that of the man or the woman in the garden, because that's their only entrance into the soul. And much could be said there if we had time to revelate it. I say this so that you can stop on those points from time to time, and you can meditate and get God to reveal great mighty things to you. Ask of me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. So the kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray. Now, the kingdom has not come. But Jesus did say, I'm the light of the world. I go away. Now you're the light of the world. And someone would say, well, Brother Pike, if that be true, if he was the light of the world, wasn't that the kingdom of God as to the word, which is spirit or God, the great wonderfulness of all things? From this spirit did not everything emanate? And as the fullness of that, didn't it come into a human body to be made manifest among the people and to give them the desires of their heart? Is this life of Christ made manifest in their mortal gene according to their acceptation, conformity, surrender, their sovereignty, or their believing? That's right. That's exactly right. But on the other hand, then, if that be true, why is it that you say what you say, the way you say it, that they're praying the kingdom come, and you say, but it hath not yet come. And yet you admit that the kingdom was within Jesus, that that was the kingdom, that all things of all the good things of life, even heavenly treasure in earthen vessels, was within Jesus. And the measure of his spirit in all of his members as to his death and his resurrection. True. But the thing is, the kingdom had not come, because when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he said, no man has ascended up into heaven, but the Son of Man that came down from heaven, he said, who is in heaven. And as he stood there, he was still in heaven. And the little children in their spirit, in this case, doth always behold the face of my Father, for they are in heaven. As to where there's no understanding of sin. Sin is not imputed, so you're not accountable. To become as a little child, unaccountable, as to be born again. And where this is, there's no conscience of sin. So, suffer the little children to come unto me, Jesus said. And here it is, it hath not come, for Jesus is still in heaven. And he hath not yet been made manifest. And he is still in heaven. Though he is come in the image of sin, yet this is the word made flesh. And it is at a certain point that he takes on our sins at the crossroad as to Calvary, between heaven and earth, as to the journey back. And then the light comes, and as to the sackcloth and ashes and the things we don't have time to comment on, we just hit lightly the other day. Coming to this point as the sun, dark as sackcloth of hair, and the wrath of God poured out, suddenly he become the image. And as to Judas going out into the darkness, there it was as to be hanged on a tree. And there it was as to the serpent, as to behold Satan fall from heaven, as to the serpent in the wilderness, as to the conquering, as we use the terms of king snake swallowing up the others as to protection, innocent as the king snake, but swallowing up the poisonous one, being made in the image of sin, that is. So in the likeness of the serpent, as to Adam, that beast body, in that he was a beast before he was turned into a serpent and put on his belly. So in this, seeing these things take place, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O thy mind come, now let it possess the body, and from within that globe let the light radiate as to move the briars and the curse and the heartaches and the sorrows, as in the natural, as in the physical, as in the spiritual, as briars in the natural, as to a water covenant, as briars that are in the physical, as to sickness, and those things that's inflicted upon the body as to the misery and pain, and as to that which is in the spirit, which is the demon powers of the fallen angels that harass the mind and the spirit with demon oppression and fears and frustrations and anxiety, that there it is, as to the third heaven, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. Maybe sometimes we could talk about it, of how Paul got into the third heaven and what the entrance is and the way you get there. But anyway, with this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus going to Calvary, finished the course, did not have to die, done what was needful to go back to heaven, and said to Brother Taylor, Brother Pike, to Brother Vince, the others, saying, now it is finished, as he went to Calvary. I finished the course. I came in the manger of this world with you beast. I was born here as in your image, to show the fall as from the heavenly things of the garden of the Shekinah of God, as to the covering of his glory, as to the beauty of that and the covering of the cherubs. See, and I fail not because I was in the transgression, for I am the Son of God and without fault, for it was said we find no fault in this just man. But as with Adam, Eve gave me and I partook of it, as the Bible said, and the children being partakers of flesh and blood, he partook of the same, as going back to the origination of the word that we spoke of, as to the Greek, partook in the keyhole, but not all, for he did not partake of the blood, but of the royal blood he had, as the life being in the blood. But he did partake of the flesh and bones, and said, fill of me, a spirit hath not flesh and bones, even after the resurrection. And so he said, as the children were partakers, so he partook of the same. So it is evident that thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as to this heavenly treasure within you to be made manifest in your body, that through that globe of the physical surrounding, as to the water world and the changes to the 1, 2, 3 of the first, second, third heaven, and as of the blood of the old serpent, as that of Adam, the first man, went out. And now the beginning of the creation of God was Jesus just getting started down here at Calvary, because this was the illumination of that Christ that was with him before the foundation of the earth, as to this image in which he made the body, taking him from the dust and making the other beast, and then making him as to come into this wonderful thing, to come into this wonderful thing, even as Satan has said, he doth know that the day that thou eatest thereof, ye shall become as gods. See, and of course God knew that. Of course they would become as gods. And it was stated as to the expulsion when the cherubs were put there, that now man has become as one of us. That was the whole program to begin with. That was the whole plan to begin with, as to know good and evil. Now he'll have to put forth his hand and live by partaking of the tree of life. Or that is, it says in a way that's hard to be understood unless you do know, that now, lest he put forth his hand and partake of the tree of life and live forever. Or that is, now, lest he put forth his hand, partake of the tree of life, in that he hath the power of choice, then he cannot live forever. But if he partake, he can, and let's get him out of the garden. Because in this condition, if Satan has him and he puts forth his hand to partake of the tree of life, he would live forever. But see, the Lord had already taken care of that before the expulsion. Because he said, Adam, where art thou? They were lost. They were lost, hid themselves among the trees, and was trying to clothe themselves with the leaves, which was the water covenant as unto life. three that bear witness in the earth, the water, the blood of the Spirit. And not going any further than just that to say those few little words just to acquaint you with it, to kind of give you a beginning as to a stepping stone as climbing up that ladder into heaven, even as Satan climbed up the ladder through grace, coming in, and that without the wedding garment, because he is not the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as those that are in our Trinity world that will not accept the name Jesus as to his identity, indicating that his death was not in their behalf, as to not having been baptized in his name, as to the watery grave, then that as to the circumcision and the removing of the veil, as to the intellect, to the rending of the heart, as to taking away the filthy garment, as in the days of Joshua when it was spoken as the prophetical utterance back in the Old Testament, then they find themselves without the Savior. And they've come in through this grace door and into the presence of the Shekinah that's shining as to the seven dimensional projections from the seven candlesticks before the throne as to the spirits of God, the seals by which the back of the book was sealed. And there as 483 down to the seven, this church age or ages as to these messengers, and they got into the grace. And yet they that have fallen from grace as to indwelling grace, as to grace unto salvation, not as to grace of dispensation, but as to a reflector, grace dispensation, as to the day star, the true light, as to grace unto salvation that hath appeared unto all men, teaching them as through the ministry that they should deny worldly lust and live soberly and righteously in this present world, which is grace unto eternal life as to the indwelling. So in this thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So when Jesus died, he had already finished the course. And now that the light has been thus, as to precipitation, as when the great light comes, as God, as when he comes, as to the great bursting forth and the blast, the earth will pass away, and the heavens will pass away, and the sea, as to the bottomless pits, will pass away. And so as to this coming back, as to the pure body and the pure spirit, as speaking in a second dimension, as to what the world calls a second power or a second level into another dimension, or speaking as in this dimension as in school, running it to the first power and the second power and the third power as it is in the numerical world, even as Einstein that unlocked the heavens by doing that as to the natural ones that will pass away. All is vanity, vanity, vexation of the spirit. And it is as Jesus walking through the door, it has to pass away. That means that you're also vanity, and that means that you'll have to pass away. But then as to this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth or manifested in the flesh as in the spirit. So it is as in heaven, in earth, and all of the visible things are a type of the invisible, so that all of the invisible things of God as to the invisible God are understood clearly from the foundation of the world by the things which do appear, even to the eternal Godhead, so that we're without excuse and don't have to go around teaching three gods. As it was when Samson pulled the pillars down, as I said to my wife, and as it was 3,000 was killed. And then there on the mountain, when God, Samson, stood there and pulled down the pillars of the law and the prophets, and when Peter, as to being cast out on his head, as to the papacy, started this thing in the earth, as to the Holocaust and the casting down, as the Revelation shows, of the stars and whatever, trample them under their feet. And as get thee behind me, Satan, and out he went as to the dividing asunder, when Paul blamed Peter to his face as to the gospel to the Jews by Peter, and as to the gospel to the Gentiles by Paul, magnifying his office as to the overseer to the Gentile church, so that is to say the rapture. As the resurrected saints, Moses having been dead, as it was said, as to the living saints and Jesus, they're alive as to the present time, and as to the raptured saints, as in the body Elijah goes away, and then the great mystery of that we shall not sleep and all there, and all of a sudden when the pillars are pulled down at Calvary, the voice is saying, not three Peter, as to a Trinity. He's rejected the old mother harlot and all that Martin Luther started as the daughters of the great whore. Not so, as I said to the Catholic priest. I said, why did your first priest baptize in Jesus' name? And you strayed so far from the cause as to 325 A.D. in Constantine's time, and a lot we'd have to say about history. As these things we've also went through with our wife, which symbolized, that is, to the awakening of the hand that was revealed when we saw Jesus as to the bride, which has to do with the true church. This, it would take months to preach, just a little bit, take and break it up, knowing in part until the fullness of it has come, and all parts are swallowed up in perfection, as to one church age messenger, another church age messenger, and then we get the light a little bit at a time, and then when the Lord does come and the great blast comes, it does not do away with us. We're no longer a negative, but at his appearance to the head, to the members, sudden change, and we're like him. So this hope of that glory within us. So then we're near the change now, as Job said. Somebody says a rapture, no such word in the Bible. It's a change, and it don't take place as you zoop up to heaven. It takes place right here in the present world, and it takes place from glory to glory through the tutoring as to the perfecting of the faith. That faith cometh by the acknowledging of what you hear as to the voice, that faith, word, spirit in your heart that gives you the faith of the Lord Jesus that changes your body and makes you the body of the Lord Jesus that ascended up. He was already that before he ever ascended. And so when he resurrected from the dead, he already was, and he walked through the walls and the change and then caught up to meet him in the air. So, in these things that we're saying, as to Satan cunningly changing things about, making it to be thus as to trip you up, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When Jesus died, sure enough, the kingdom came. And the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom is here. And the kingdom has been preached, as Philip had preached the kingdom of God and the entrance into it, as the door open in heaven, even the Lord Jesus. Being lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, for he took away the sins of all the world. And as to the second heaven they came, as to between heaven and earth, as Lucifer had been cast out as he crossed that domain, as Daniel here, and as the angels there, as to the answer the prayer, as the prince of Persia and the intercepting, as where he rent the veil in twain, as we say. Now he is the mighty conqueror, Brother Taylor sings, because he hath rent the veil in two. The Bible said as to a veil, making within himself a new way, a more sure word of prophecy, as to say his own flesh, even as you would cast your pearls before swine and they would turn and rend you. So the veil was rent as from the bottom to the top, because they rent his person with the thorns and they rent his person with the, we say, cat of nine tails or whatever it was, as to the whipping post. And Paul followed through that five times at the whipping post, three times with the rod stone, chosen as to the sufferings to show the Gentiles coming in, as Jesus showed it there with Peter, and where it would fall to with the Jews as to representing that church that would come in, of many thousands and thousands of things that we have said to people, and to my wife, and to others, a little bit here and a little bit there, and line upon line, and precept upon precept, until the mystery of God is finished, and to know in part, and as to a measure to you, and as a measure to another. And then there comes, as in the end times, so Paul said, it's not me speaking, but Christ that speaketh within me. And there he was as to the third heaven, as to being in a place to oversight, the parents laying up for the children. And in the end, in the midst of the candlesticks, and there it was to prove that it was Christ, that the body of Jesus had been resurrected, and he said, I once was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And it was said, and this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the time is now at hand. And so with this, the world was gone, and John found himself in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and as Paul said, to walk in the Spirit, since you're born of the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the desire of the flesh. And there he was, as to the door that Peter had opened, and he went up into heaven. And as to the 483, as to the church ages, as to the seven, and the door, and this great light of the seven-dimensional projection from the candlesticks, or the seven spirits of God, as to which that sealed the back of the book over there, in that the Jews read from back to front, and the seven seals on the back, it was open as in the sixth chapter, and the last one, the seventh seal in the eighth chapter. As to the church caught up in the seventh chapter, there, as bringing it over to the eighth chapter it was, and the last seal was open, and the silence in heaven, and then the judgment, and much to be said about it. So Jesus said, having many things to say, but you're dull of hearing. And when somebody says, well, this is repulsive to me, I'm a Bethlehemite, I remind you that I'm talking to the world, to go into all the world. And so these books and these tapes and many other things go into all the world, whether by radio or whatever it might be. That's why I work with you and plead of you to give me a chance to expound as I should be expounding, to go into all the world, not only as we go as to Egypt and over in Jerusalem, but as to this voice into all the world, and not their sounds go into all the world, who hath believed the report, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed, as to the Lord coming in his arm being revealed to me, afraid that my wife wouldn't see it, and awoke her as he made me to know that she was going to see it, and she sprang up and grabbed his arm like a little child and froze to it, and away went the vision. And certainly as the vision I saw of many people being asleep here, the Bible said when they awoke, they saw his glory. When they learned that they could not watch with him even 1 hour. I try to preach here because this goes out to all the world. And so when I say something, we selfishly a lot of times take it to ourselves. And we want it, but we don't want to do anything to help on the home front, physically, mentally giving ourselves, or spiritually giving ourselves, not in any way as to labor that we might have to give, or as the pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father, as the love of God being made manifest indeed to the orphans, to the widows, as to giving your bread to the hungry, and then your health returning unto you speedily, and the reward of the Lord going before you, saying, here's the light I hear before you call. Even in Christ, it was a predestinated, foreordinated thing, and it's by foreknowledge you've always been mine. Always been mine. I predestinated you that way. But it will come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is, everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall not be saved as to call upon the name of the Lord, but as to spiritually understand, as Paul, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. And so it is that he that doeth the will of the Heavenly Father, and the only one that can do the will of the Heavenly Father, is they that have the great Holy Spirit on the inside. And I say this one more time, looking for a place to close, that you cannot live a Christian life. I cannot live a Christian life. And when you find that out, it's going to be a happy day for you. And you're going to get away from the feebleness of your efforts, as it was with the Jews going about to establish their own righteousness, stumbling at the righteousness of God by which we believe unto righteousness in our heart to the virtue of the Lord Jesus that we're called unto. And as to that, making a confession in our heart that by faith, his faith, Paul, from darkness and intellectual ignorance, under light, turn my people to the sanctifying faith, and is to the sanctification, and then cometh that great Holy Spirit, is Christ within you, the hope of glory, to seal your spirit to where he that hath Christ, as to the seed remaining in him, he cannot sin, and he keepeth himself, and the evil one toucheth him not until the change of the body, and all of the problems of the staggering and stumbling as to a good man falling 7 times and get back up have nothing to do with it. And the day that you realize that it takes your spirit to live your life in your body, you'll then know that it takes Christ's spirit to live his life in his body. And you are the members of the body in particular, even the temple of God. And he dwells in you. He is in you. The world seeth him not. But we see him as through the eyes of the understanding, being enlightened to comprehend his will as to the desire, the width, the height, the length. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And sure enough, the veil was rent in twain, and out of that, as having made twain or two within himself, the body separated from the Spirit, the Lord, from the Christ, as to the body and the anointed one. And with that, the Ark of the Covenant, as to the desire and will of the Heavenly Father, revealed. And that Spirit went forth severally divided among the people, looking for its body when it came out of the body of the Lord Jesus. Set the body under as a blood atonement to bring it back in Revelation 19 as the vesture dipped in blood. And your spirit went away as translated into his spirit as he went into the secret chambers, as into the holies of holies. And now our life is hid with Christ, which went into the Spirit of God and entered into the heavens. And when he, our life, returns, Paul said, as to the head coming and that spirit. In the fullness of that body that the blood comes off, then it will make contact with the members as to those that have the hope of glory, as to the change, as to his body, they that dwell in the light, and he alone. So that is to say, in this revelational understanding of the great, wonderful blessing of God, now the kingdom is come, and the law and the prophets, and little John, coming not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, and it will not pass away till every jot and tittle is fulfilled. Thus he fulfilled it and said, now it is finished. And they could not find him as to the law when it confronted him. They said, They could not find him guilty of anything, for in this just man he's kept every jot and every tittle. And the spirit of that keeping, which was Christ, smote the body for us as to the image, as to the rending of the veil. And there our spirit was taken from our body, and our body buried as to delivered for offenses, raised again for justification, as to Peter said, putting off this tabernacle as to the other, as an eternal one in the heavens, even the body of the Lord Jesus, having bore the image of the earthly, will bear the image of the heavenly. And in and I'm, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I feel to stir up your pure mind as concerning these things, though I know that you know these things, and these things are preached to you as was in the synagogue every Sabbath. Now, the kingdom come, thy will be done. And sure enough, there was the kingdom, and they started preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand. Not say as to bring him down from above or descend into the deep, but is nigh you, even as to the confession unto salvation, in that you believed unto the righteousness of God, in that you learned it took his spirit to seek his spirit, to have the great measure of his mind and his great strength to overcome your body. That is to say, not as to the body of the temple of God, but of the infiltration that went into the woman, in that the woman is the body of the man, and reproduces the bastard child to the mark of the beast, as we say, because of those kind of things, of the old intellectual rebellion. See, and the lack of submission as to the leadership of the great Holy Spirit, going after the things of the world as to the flesh and the feminine part. See, but the sons of God shall marry her, to marry the church, even the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church being his body, and the measures to sonship within you, even as to his life. So the family of God, that means as the kingdom come, thy will be done. The law has passed away. And Paul said, we're free from the law of sin and death. We're altogether free. And we're no longer in the earth, but even as they that are out there in Satan, we're all in heaven. And we are in heaven. As to what heaven, as to which heaven, as to where or what we're doing, Paul was in the third heaven. So we're all in heaven. But the thing is, what happens when the body of the Lamb can go no further? And the daylight comes, and the darkness there, as to crossing the Red Sea when it was dark behind them, but daylight in front of them, and as to Pharaoh behind them, and as to that wonderful Canaan ahead of them, as after the crossing of the Jordan or the wilderness, or getting over the intellect, as we would say, as to what all these things that God went to great extent, many thousands of years, and created everything from a blade of grass down to a little chigger, that we might be educated according. And when you think of the great mystery of God, is to say, well, how far does it reach? It reaches to the heaven. How far does it go as to the depths? It reaches into the belly of hell. How far does it go, Brother Pike, as to the width? It goes from the Alpha and Omega. It goes from the everlasting to the everlasting. And before the world was, he said, I am. And when you talk about the length, it is a journey that comes all the way from what the world would call nowhere, as you emanate from God, is the revelation. I spoke to Betty about the vision that we had. And it goes as from before time, and it goes all the way through the transition of time, and then it comes out on the other side as life, still there when time dissipates and as the little accordion is folded up and laid away. So it's very evident, the kingdom come, thy will be done. Today we're preaching the kingdom is at hand. Repent ye and receive the gospel, as we prophesied down the street of Dolorosa in Jerusalem a number of years ago before their tragedies and problems, saying, the time is fulfilled, the time is fulfilled. See, the time is fulfilled. John said, the time is at hand. And it was said, repent and receive ye the gospel, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And the kingdom of God, and Philip preached the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And so then the kingdom of God is here. And the time is at hand. And now the expose as to the fullness of time, when the seed came, as to whom the promise belonged, as to say the head and the members, Jesus, even Isaac, the promised son. Then down to the heart of the earth to preach to the souls in prison, whose prisoners ye are as unto death. And Jesus within your heart to loose that that is bound. Hearing the groaning of the prisoners as into the second dimension as we speak. Hearing this, and as in this, loosening those that were appointed unto death, as to a time to succor them, as he heard them in a time accepted, even as Calvary, and loose the prisoners. The Bible said Jesus coming to redeem them that was under the law as from death. And in these things that we say, what we have said, now we would have to go back if we preached this to you and say nothing less than hundreds and multiplied hundreds of things, even thousands of things, to explain a little of what we have said to you. So you can see how great the mystery is. If you want to sum it up as to whatever the Bible said, if the things that he'd done was written and put in books, that the whole world could not contain it. And it's very obvious that that is so, because as to the 6 days of working and the emanating of the great light, and if everything from a blade of grass as to a star that's in the heavens, if that is symbolic of his life and his way and his knowledge, then the heavens haven't been able to contain it, even the heavens of heavens, and the earth hasn't been able to contain it. And even scientists as of today says as to the galaxy, we said they'd find more of those planets. Now they're finding them, and as to the galaxy, now they're, these things are billions of miles away, and to the galaxy, billions of stars, and as to the creation of worlds, plural, that is to come. And the worlds, no, the heavens of heavens can't contain him. So how great is the mystery? It will give you some idea even as to those things, as the heavens declaring his handiwork in the days of Enoch, and as the world and all things are therein. If you will take every species of every study, of every scientist, falsely so-called, of every human mind that God has allowed in the sight of Jacob, and the research and the natural, the old tree of knowledge. Take all your colleges and schools and everything that everybody has ever learned in specializing in this or that or whatever. Put it all together of everyone that's ever lived, from the foundation of the world as to the consummation of the world as to the end. Put it all together and you will find out that they have found out nothing. All of their study was as to the husk. And as to the prodigal, and their study was to grow the grain, and when the shuck is stripped down, they don't get anything. But as to the grain that's gathered in the garner, such are you. See, and that means that with that, it relates to two things, as to the spirit and to the flesh. And that with that, you'll have some idea of what the mystery is. As to thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, as to a reflection. And then as to the reality and the kingdoms of God, now the kingdoms of the earth is God's. In 11:15, when the last trumpet sounds, as to Revelation 10:7, when he declares that time is no more, as to what's called the great angel. All right, so in telling you these things, we told you these few things, having to leave out thousands of things that we would like to have told you. Because that's what it would take without a slight exaggeration. Someone would say, well, I think he exaggerated. It's well underspoken. Well underspoken. It's very conservative and lacking altogether as the expression as to what it would be as to the multitude of his wonderful words and his knowledge that was put in a book. The whole world can't contain it. So ye are an epistle, a book known and read of all men. And a lot to be said about those books. Let's stand together. I appreciate you giving me a little time to say these things, because as to the edification of them that are out yonder, they won't even know what we're talking about. And as to you, many of you, you don't even know what we're talking about. And as to them that do perceive, it is such a minute thing as to a little here and a little there and line upon line that you'll all have to get together as it is revelated to you as a piece of puzzle, one to another, as submitting yourselves one to another, esteeming others better than yourself, and looking on that of another and seeking the welfare of another, to fit yourselves together to be able to get it, as to bring that which is perfect. But nevertheless, as to these things that we've said unto you, if you give them more in his teeth, if you've taken heed how that you hear, then you won't let them slip. Incorporate them in your lifestyle. And to be holy in body and spirit, and you'll find yourself transformating from glory to glory. And you'll find yourself 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and you'll find yourself, even as Jesus said, I'm not of this world, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And even as it was said, and ye are not of this world, for I came down from heaven, and you're my members, you're my body, as with the glory that we had with the Father before the foundation of the world, of what you've always been, is now beloved of the sons, John said. Just a great mystery of what he's doing as a plan, pulse that he purposed within himself, as to bring you to, and ye shall be gods, ye shall be as gods. And right there, taking a few hours to run down a few little things. So with the great expose, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the time is at hand. Little Bethlehem and a babe was born. The house of bread, the city of David. Mary heavy with child. And at that time, the red dragon, at that time, the taxon, the old IRS, at that time, striking at the church to make it a Jim Jones and whatever, touching the vessels of God. At that time, Babylon is torn down because the handwriting on the wall is meeny, meeny, tickle, tickle, you farson. And the old king's joints come loose. At that time, also as to Daniel's prophecy as before, and out into the wilderness, look at what I've made, the world says. We're science falsely so called. Look what our hands have gotten us. But then it was said, and the vision came to pass. God had warned him. Parabolically, he could not understand it. Folks, God has warned him. But as it was with Pharaoh, he could not understand. It takes Joseph in the heart. It takes Christ within you. It takes God's Daniel, the beloved man, to bring you the interpretation of life as to the parabolic means of life and the natural emanating of tangible sources of matter, as to bring you the spiritual revelation and understanding in the great world as from which this came. All right, as the little chick pecks his way out of the shell, I said to Joseph the other day, and Joe, the egg is for the resurrection, but have you ever wondered about the prize egg, we say, as to Jesus the head, or the chick that comes forth as the rooster, the cock, as coming at the cock crowing, as Peter's denial? Or have you ever wondered about the rabbit? Why is a rabbit involved? The rabbit, because the Bible said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as quick as a rabbit, someone said, as to the oldest of the mountain, if even a hare touched that mountain, he's thrust through with a dart. Have you ever wondered about those things? Bible said, and Mary pondered those things in her heart, as she was told that she would conceive, because she was a virgin, and would bring forth a child, as Paul said, travailing till Christ be formed within you, and the life of Christ manifested in your mortal gene, as to the creature being changed into the glorious liberties of God. Right now it's groaning, not to be unclothed, but rather to be clothed upon with our house from heaven, bearing the image of the heavenly. So let's sing this little chorus together. Let's sing I Love Him. Can we do that? As I said, this just gives us a chance to get this on tape, to where it can be broke down in many hundreds and thousands of ways. As children feed, as it was in the days of Joseph, even as the food that's coming in and Joseph appointed over it in our day, so it is as in the natural and the spirit, running in a parallel. And as the preachers falling everywhere, as we said that they would do, and the lights going out, and now they're preaching rather than the Word of God. There's a famine for the Word of God in the land, and they're preaching their ideology, and they're looking for their ministers, and they're trying to project their natural images, wanting wealth and building kingdoms and whatever. And now there has to be some food stored up somewhere. For as to that, even as we said back to Brother Branham in the pillar of fire by night, and when they went to cross the Jordan, it was there at that time, like the little story said, the person's cross was too short. They didn't have a bridge over. They'd manipulated too much. And with the crash of Brother Branham and many thousands of things to be said, as I say, then there had to come a new harvest when they got over Jordan. So let's just sing together. Let's remember there's a rest for God's people. I love Him. Sing that with me. I love Him all because that He first loved me, and He purchased my salvation on Calvary. You know, people, they run to and fro as to all of this thing, as to, as the revelation shows, when the big three, as to the automobile industry that it represents, as to the body, says that down we're going because of the foreign import. And I spoke to my wife about this in the fall. He wrote as to a letter as to let them know before they fall. And which indicates that the big three that has robbed the people when they could have given them something plus, as the foreign fields are giving them as a real protection in their cars, even though their cars are too high, but yet high so that all of the money of America will be turned back to them and that they'll have control of it so that we'll be enslaved as to change the economy from here to there, the United States of Europe. See, but the big three, it means the world of Trinity is over. The Gentiles going out. The great whole. Now her daughters will return to her, to the papacy. And I'm going to say this because I can't enlarge on it, but it's back to the German. And as I mentioned to one or two of the brethren here and there, it will go back to the German, which is the Catholic stronghold, as to Martin Luther coming out of that. As in nice Germany, as to Constantine, as to the changes, as to the Trinity coming in. And it will go back, because as to the dissecting of Calvary, it had to be. As to body, soul, and spirit, as to the exposure of first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. As the physician in the rent veil, as to take out the fourth part. As to body, soul, and spirit, or we say flesh, that integral part, and the bones, but the fourth part, always a judgment as to the infiltration, that is to say the disease being cut out. Then when it's sewed back up, it's no longer a trinity. The bad has been taken out. But then it is a oneness back as it was in the beginning. One God, one faith, one baptism, and the pillars is pulled down. 3,000 added to the church as to in his name. So, no more the law, it's folded, laid away. No more the prophets, until John, the law and the prophets. Now the Son. See, one God, no more in part, but as to that which is perfect. So, the German, and as to this year, the world monetary system, as to one world money, as to that, that is of less devaluation as time marches on, than any other currency, making our currency as they raise their prime to 8 point. Ours went down a little below 3 point. And now the frustration is that they said that its interest is going to drop again. America, as to nothing, for money is the government, the God of this world that answers through all things. Which means that you've used up your God and you've gullibly stepped out on the arm of flesh and went back down to Egypt for your help. But our God lives. Long live the King, as we wrote the song. Long live the King. He is alive forevermore. He does not sleep that keeps Israel, nor is he weary. So then your God is almost gone. As to the light, the brightness, as to that and that set in the body is to the image of God, showing himself that he is God, is the government, the control of the weather and all the things, is the currency, enslaving God's people, but from precipitation to the diplomacy. And then when the blast comes, it don't destroy you as the head comes, because you change into the glory. See, and now that means that they're over, they're finished, they're gone, they're falling. As I said, America, the beautiful, as the woman that stood at the top of Pike's Peak, surveying it after Zebulun had discovered it in Colorado, as to colorful, as to the covenant, writing America the beautiful. Now it is America the whore, the harlot. All flesh has corrupted its way before God, not only America, but all of the world. And the righteousness of God is to the glory of that, as the woman with the stars over her head, illuminated with the sun, her glory is gone. Oh, glory. And they were burning the flag, and Ichabod is wrote on the door, and it went to the moon. And then came the kingdoms of this world, as to the flag that was sent, as to the many things they would have to say to clarify, to make you understand that. But anyway, here we are at the time when the light is being brought in, and now the reflectors, as to the stars falling from heaven, as to the monetary value, even the evangelist that has robbed you. Because you robbed God. Even the whole nation has robbed him. Let's sing again. We could say something that perhaps we'll say a little later. As to where is the mark of the beast? What is the mark of the beast? How close is it? When is it going to come? How will it come in? And how far are you from it right now? And will you take it or will you not take it? It's through the tribulation, not through the tribulation. As to who is the saints and who is not the saints. Many hours. One more time, let's sing together. The altars are open if you have time to come. There's room at the cross for you. Can you sing that with me? Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Although many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. At the cross, at the cross, that's the place you'll see the light. The burden of your sins roll away. It was there by faith I became sanctified. Now my eyes are open today. For at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. And the Bible said the scales fell from Paul's eyes, though he was great, mighty, and learned. But the scales fell from his eyes, and he realized he was persecuting the church as to, Lord, who art thou? And he said, Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest, to do it to them, you've done it unto me. Is this Brother Collins' mother? Okay. Let's have prayer for the sister. I was praying for you last night. And let's pray together and ask God to work a miracle and bring a restoration of the joy and happiness as she would know it or has known it. And that any affliction, a problem, or whatever will be taken out of the way. We are believers. And it is said that ye shall lay hands on the sick. It is said maybe they will recover. It is not said so, but they shall recover. As to where is your faith? Why did you not believe that before I said that? Why did you then doubt? So we're going to lay hands on the sick so that she can recover. How many of you love the Lord? Let me see your hand. We're going to pray for her. All right. I want some of you that believe to step up here with me. If you believe, now don't come up here if you don't believe, because your carnal mind will just hinder what we want to do. But some of you that believe, come up here and let's pray. Someone would say, well, I thought all the Bethlehem was believers. Well, are they? Are they? This is as to find out how many believers do we have. After 20 years of preaching to you here, where's my believers? Just lift your hands up and love the Lord. Talk to the Lord. He loves you. He cares for you and you're precious to Him. All the pressures and anxieties that Satan tries to cause, we're going to pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And those torment and pressures and devils is going to leave. Let's just pray together. I can tell you believe. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, our sister, for this precious person. And dear God, for her faith and confidence in you. Knowing that your love, Lord, that love works no ill to its neighbor. And Lord, we are your neighbor. And Father, we are your friend. And thou art a friend unto us.
heal this body and deliver from afflictions. And let the great Holy Spirit move away the oppressed souls of your Heavenly Father as He. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
You will find He's not
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. To bring healing and peace. The tranquility of God. In Jesus' lovely name. Salvation. Strength and eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this deliverance. We praise you for thy word made flesh, Heavenly Father. As to the deliverance of this sister. As to the blessing of his. Hallelujah. As to the strength of this body.
Down his hand.
Oh God, as we speak.
Lord, me.
So it is. Heavenly Father, is he that speaketh from heaven is the person of Christ. And the person of Christ. Slake tonight, jury thee by the living God. Your oppressing spirit. Yes, spirit. Take your hands off of this woman. This is not your body. You have no right to it. We claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. For God, and you are a trespasser. I adjure thee by God that you leave. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I charge you to leave. In Jesus' name. I felt God do something for you right then and there. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Would you accept His strength and believe the oppression is gone and rejoice in Him?
Rejoice.
Sure. Rejoice, rejoice forevermore. Somebody say hallelujah.
So, as we do this,
let's sing a little chorus together, can we? Lift your hands up and let's close our eyes and let's sing together. Saying is united we stand and divided we fall. As we pray, as the body of the Lord Jesus, as the temple of Solomon, and whoever looks toward that temple, whose temples ye are, and call upon the name of the Lord, they shall receive healing and salvation. And as Jesus prayed, even as the body of Christ, virtue went out of Jesus and healed the little woman who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And her faith made her whole. Now let's believe that with all of our heart. Don't doubt. Jesus said, don't doubt. As to the strength, when Jesus raised the little girl from the dead, he said, give her something to eat. And let's pray together now and let's believe. Now, somebody said, well, I hope. It's not hope. It's faith. And Abraham, strong in faith, he gave glory to God, believing that God was able to perform that which he had spoken. How many of you believe God's able to do those things? How many of you believe that that is true, that that happened? If it's happened, then why doubt? But let's love him with all of our heart and praise him because of what he hath done, in that he said it, he will not alter or change his word. His word will not go forth and return unto him void, but will accomplish that that he pleases. And his pleasure is that he accomplish what he said. And it will do that that pleases him and accomplish that that he desires. All right, singing together one more time. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul.
Spirit, sweep over my soul, and my rest
it is complete while I sit at his feet. Precious Spirit, sweep over. For we've anchored the soul in God's haven of rest, and we'll sail the wild seas no more. Have you really done that? Though the tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, yet in Jesus, I'm safe forevermore.
Jesus, I am saved evermore. So I will praise Him. Can you sing that? Praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Let us give Him glory. While you're singing, I'm going to ask Brother Richard Stafford if he'd come up and if he'll dismiss us. This Sunday may be the last Sunday that I get to be with you for several weeks or more, because from here into that ascension as to catching away, on the wings of an eagle, going into the foreign country, and of course Brother Richard's also going to the Holy Land. And as he comes to pray with you, think about what we're saying. Think about it. Examine yourself. See if your faith is in the Word. Many are departing from the Word as to the faith. And God has an abundance. If you can get over Jordan, there's another harvest in Canaan. Cross over to the other side of Jordan. You love the Lord. All right, as Richard comes to pray with you, remember us in prayer.